in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Oh, Andy, how are Johnny and Venus doing?
Oh, they're doing fine. They just took the first drink.
You know, we've had a lot of calls on it already.
Really? That's terrific. Oh, listen, by the way, I'm expecting a reporter sometime today from the Cincinnati Magazine.
Really? Why?
Well, they want to do a story on how the station's done since the format change.
Don't worry, I'll get rid of him.
What are you talking about? Listen, we're doing fine. We got the drunk driving campaign going. The station's being repainted. Actually, this is a very good day to impress a reporter.
If you say so.
Well, hello there. You just get started?
No, I've been at it about an hour.
Excuse me.
Oh, hi, Travis.
What is this?
Well, what do you think?
I don't know.
It's Herb. Take your head off, Herb.
Shirley. I am it.
Herb?
Well, Travis, don't you get it?
No.
KRP spells carp. Carp's a fish. This is our station mascot.
I'm a giant carp, Andy.
I know you are, Herb. Listen, why didn't you tell me something about this?
Because I'm the station manager. I can have a few ideas on my own, you know. This one happens to be my baby. I'm sending him over to the University of Cincinnati for a pep rally.
What?
What's wrong with that? Look, stations all across the country have got mascots.
Look, you know, of course, there's a guy from WPIG going all over Cincinnati in a pig suit.
Look, lad, you gotta fight fire with fire. Come on, radio's a competitive business.
I give up. Well, look, Herb, just don't get into any trouble, all right?
What could happen?
Morning, Andy. Wes? Mr. Carlson?
Wes?
Herb?
What's so funny?
Oh, nothing, Herb. Nothing at all. I just always pictured you more as a blowfish than a carp.
Listen, Nessman, this is serious business.
I'm sorry, sir. Ready to go, Herb?
Yeah.
Hi. Has anybody seen Herb?
What do you want?
Oh. Well, Herb, if you are in there, this is the advertising copy that you wanted.
Oh, good. Let me take a look at that.
Oh, Bailey, forget about the copy, will you? Listen, would you mind going over to the university with Herb and Lance, you know, sort of keep an eye on him?
No, I guess not.
You better get going.
Yeah, let's get the show on the road.
Now, wait a minute, Herb. Knock him dead.
You can count on me, big guy.
Andy, Mr. Stone called and said he'll be here at 11.
Oh, good.
Hiya, gorgeous. How about a couple of drinks after work?
Sorry, Charlie.
I'll go first this time.
All right, Mr. Flytrap. Just put your hand on button one. Go! Very good. Two drinks has had very little effect on you.
Hey, you're talking to the man here. A couple little drinks don't mean nothing to the trap.
Even after one drink, your reflexes slowed almost 10%.
No.
That is the point of the test. People think that they're sober enough to drive, when in fact they're not. Your turn, Dr. Feedman.
Sure. Don't you say start or now or something like
that?
Man, that was slow.
Yeah, well, he always surprises me, you know.
How did I do?
After two drinks, you now have the reaction time of a man who's had five vodka martinis.
I'm getting better.
Oh,
think you're doing?
Sorry, I ran out of change. Hold that door, please. Thanks a lot.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I said I'm sorry, fatso.
Nelson. Sir, may I present Quentin Stone from Cincinnati Magazine. Quentin, this is Arthur Carlson.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Stone. You know, a mention in your magazine is sure to be important to us. All of our sponsors read your publication.
Well, this is not a PR piece, you know. This is an in-depth story I'm doing here.
No kidding.
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Gentlemen, why don't you pull up a couple of chairs and sit down and... Well, let's just talk about this crazy business we call radio, huh?
Herb, I'm sorry Bailey and I got separated from you, but we thought we ought to get something to eat. What would you like?
A ham sandwich. What do you think of that, Mr. Pig?
Oh, God, you're so immature.
Oh, say, aren't you the WPIG pig?
Purely temporary.
Les!
We'll be out in a minute, Bailey. Well, we're from WKRP. I'm Les Nessman, two-time winner of the Buckeye NewsHawk Award.
I sometimes listen to your news reports when I need a laugh or two.
Herb, would you hold this for me, please?
Now, take it easy, Les. Now, he doesn't mean anything, Les. Now, get him up.
I beg your pardon?
Put him up, pig.
Defend yourself, sir.
Wait a minute. Now, can we please act like adults?
Get your fin off me.
Don't push me, Porky.
Quentin here is primarily interested in how the station has done since the format change.
Oh, yeah. Well, tell you what, you know, things have just moved along as smooth as glass. Of course, Andy can take credit for most of that. Although I keep my hand in there, of course.
How?
How? Well, how what?
How do you keep your hand in it?
Oh, yeah, how do I keep my hand in it? Well, you know, public relations, community relations, station promotions. I mean, you know, I handle all the rough stuff.
For example?
What?
For example.
Oh, yeah, example. Well, no, I was in charge of the station's Thanksgiving promotion this year. That was rather interesting.
Yes, I think I heard about that. You accidentally killed some turkeys, didn't you?
I think accidentally is the operative word there, Mr. Stone.
Oh, we have made a few minor mistakes here and there, but you'll find basically this is a very professionally run radio station.
Hey, white folks. What's happening in the executive suite?
Hello, Venus.
Sure is bright in here.
Venus is one of our DJs. He's now involved in the drunk promotion.
The what?
Yeah, but I ain't drunk. God thinks I'm drunk.
But old Venus and pull the wool over the fuzz's eyes.
Venus, what can we do for you?
I want a hat. I need a hat. Cop's got a hat. I want a hat, too.
Cop? What cop?
I think I've got a fishing hat, right?
I thought so! Every now and then I get this uncontrollable desire to wear a hat. Now we're getting somewhere.
Excuse me a minute. Are you on the air here?
On the air? I am the air. I'm the wind. Thanks for the lid, Art.
You can't come in here. This is the men's room.
Well, I know that, Les, but you wouldn't come out.
Bailey, girls aren't even supposed to know what these places look like.
Torn down. around, and he's not alone, babies. We're back on the air with Officer Plyler. We're on our sixth drink. What's next, Officer?
Well, we'll do the test one more time.
Right.
Here we go, buddy!
Doing good, man. Do it again?
Sure.
Go!
This is impossible.
Hey, Johnny, turn pro, forget the Olympics.
This test has been given to hundreds of people. No one ever got better. Have another drink.
Well, it's not time yet.
I am ordering you to have another drink.
Okay, don't get excited. Just take it easy.
I am taking it easy.
Let's all have another drink.
I propose a toast to law enforcement everywhere.
This test is to prove that even after one drink, people are not good drivers. Now, this man here...
Enos!
Yeah. This man here was affected immediately. That is normal.
That's me and you swap hats.
You have obviously built up a superhuman tolerance to alcohol.
Yes, it's true. It was once sort of a hobby.
Well, there is definitely something wrong with you.
I'm a little suspicious, too. Officer, I suggest you shoot this man. At least wing him.
Fire at will!
You shut up. You keep drinking.
Okay, but I'm not gonna get drunk.
Oh, yes, you are, too. You'll see.
He's from Mars, officer. Whiskey does not affect alien beings.
Give me that.
Yeah, now, listen, about this drunk thing, it's no big thing, really. A lot of stations do it. We find that usually...
Excuse me.
Yes?
There is a slight problem.
What problem?
Well, perhaps we should discuss it in the lobby.
Okay. Something that you'd rather I not hear.
Oh, no, we have no secrets here. Jennifer, go ahead.
Herb's in jail.
Oh, boy.
Who's Herb?
The sales manager.
Excuse me, I have to start writing some of this down.
They've arrested Les also.
Who's Les?
He's our news director.
Yes.
Where's Bailey?
They've got her, too.
What does she do here?
Continuity and then promotion. She is very professional.
Mm-hmm.
What did they arrest Bailey for?
I'm not sure. Something about hanging out in the men's restroom.
What a story!
I think I'll go down and bail him out. Travis, show Mr. Stone around.
Oh, certainly. Listen, Quentin, why don't we talk about this in my office?
Oh, sure. You know, sometimes I send these stories to the National Enquirer.
Yes, wait. I can explain this whole thing.
Andy, I've got to have some cash for bail.
Well, I got about $5.
How much do you need?
You know what? I don't know, really. I'd imagine around $500.
I'll get my purse. Hi, Johnny. I thought you'd be drunk by now.
No, but this is my sixth trip down the hall.
Why is your news director in jail?
Fair question. Perhaps he withheld a source. How about that?
That wouldn't explain why your sales manager is in jail with him.
No. But what if the sales manager went down to the jail trying only to bail out the news director? That's a possibility, isn't it?
I guess.
Sure it is.
Why was the lady in the men's room?
I'm glad you asked me that. Why was the lady in the men's room? Why was the lady in the men's room?
Why don't you just tell me the truth, Andy?
Okay, you win. I'll start from the beginning. Of course, you've heard of the Central Intelligence Agency.
No.
I should like to see the station manager, please. I have a complaint.
I'm sorry, he's not in.
Very well, then I should like to see the program director.
You'll have to wait. He's in a meeting.
Splendid. Splendid. You missed a spot.
Where?
Right there.
Well, you want to do it?
No, thank you. Yes. I would be delighted.
I'm going in the back and talk to that gal. She's kind of sweet on me.
If I didn't say,
I'm drunk.
Oh, I knew it.
I just saw a giant pig.
Good. Good. Hey, let's get on the air. Come sit down here.
Sure.
We'll do the test again.
Whatever you say. Oh, yes. All right, fellow babies, that was the Doors, and this is sort of Johnny Fever, kind of doctor. And after 9 drinks, Venus Flytrap is kind of chronic, and I, myself, have personally just seen a giant pig. He is currently painting the walls of our lobby.
He is obviously drunk, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, he is, and I'm not feeling badly myself.
All right, let's do the test.
Sure.
All right, we'll prove once and for all that people's reactions get slower, not faster. Are you sure that you're ready?
I am sure.
Go! They're off! Impossible.
How did I do?
Play a record.
Huh?
Play a record.
Right.
So anyway, Quentin, I'm sorry. I should have just told you the dumb truth from the very beginning.
I guess I just got you on a bad day, Andy.
Well, listen, I'm glad you understand that.
You know, I still think I can get a real nice story out of this.
Oh, my man, we would appreciate that. Listen, come back to the station anytime, look around.
I'd like to.
Anytime you want.
Either one of you ever
it's
again.
It's Les's fault. I've been had it. So we meet again.
It's the pig.
What are you doing here? I am here to have you two fired.
Ha, ha, ha. You can't do that, Porky.
You know nothing, you little twit, just like your news reports.
Oh, take it easy. Get out of my way, Herb.
Come back any time. Take a peek around the station.
It's been my pleasure.
Take this, you swine.
Hey, wait, Quentin. Don't go away, man. Listen, things aren't always what they seem. Oh, man. You're going to hear a funny radio story here. Here's my car.